No, I just thought maybe if it's like fisting going on, they might go, is everything okay in there?
I got my feet in cement, I got my head in the clouds. You might call me demented, but I am too damn proud. I got a hunger for something outside the status quo. So pull up your chair. We are full automatic, we are out and about. We are singing hallelujah with our hearts torn out. No need to beat on what you already know. Your place has been set.
Well, hi there, hello there, and hello there, ladies. I'm Madge Weinstein, Jubblies. And I'd like to start off today's wonderful day where we've had two large events, one being the Freedom of Zimbabwe.
There goes Mary and Lauren again.
No, it wasn't Zimbabwe, it was Rhodesia. Oh, that is Zimbabwe. What's the country, Wanda? Egypt.
Egypt.
Hey, why don't you introduce us first? You
I'm not there
whore.
Yet. And the other big event is the Lady Gaga single that flopped. Now, before I introduce my two lovely ladies, I would like to sing my new song in celebration of these events. I move my hair lip back and forth. I move my hair lip back and forth. I move my hair lip back and forth. My hair lip, hair lip. I move my hair lip back and forth. I move my hair lip back and forth. Thank you. To my left, I have Wanda Wisdom. Say hi, Wanda.
Hello there.
And Vera. Of the Vera Speaks.
I'm speechless.
Mm-hmm. I didn't hear any applause, or maybe I missed it.
Yeah, I think you missed it. It was definitely under.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, ladies, what do you think about Egypt? Whoa, it just got... Today was the day that Mubi resigned. What'd you think? Vera?
Yeah. Whoop-de-fuck. I don't care. I don't give a shit about Egyptian people. I don't give a shit about the Jews, the Egyptians. I don't care. I don't give a fuck about Muslims. I don't give a fuck.
It's Muslims.
That's my opinion. That's right. I'm sorry, Wanda. You're right. And you can find lots of Muslims on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
eating a Jolly Rancher popsicle. I was hoping for a longer response than that to allow me to eat more.
Well, let Wanda go. Wanda's going
to
have an opinion. She's
erudite.
She's intellectual. She's on top of things. I'm not. I
watched
TV. Okay, Wanda, what did you think about it?
Well, I must say I'm quite pleased and happy for the people of Egypt. And I actually, in all seriousness, I've been watching the Al Jazeera's, as you know. I actually had stopped, and then the last couple of days I've been watching again. And I was there watching as sort of the craziness happened yesterday, where, remember, the whole world thought that Mubarak was going to leave.
Mubarak.
And then he came on and was like, look, kids, I'm still going to stay. I'm fine. And then the world, you know, the world around Tahrir Square erupted. And then I was watching this afternoon when he what's his name? His gal pal came on the air and said, fine, you get what you want. God damn it. And then literally you saw the multitudes go crazy. And Al Jazeera just played the sound of it for, you know, minutes, what seemed like minutes anyway. Just the cheers and the craziness. You can't help but feel a little, you know, like, God, I wish we had some of what they have.
They move Mubarak back and forth. They move Mubarak back and forth.
I mean, my hair is back and forth.
Oh, God.
My hair is back and forth. Thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well. It's been about 30 minutes. Are you finished with your goddamn motherfucking popsicle?
No, I just started number two. They're in twos, you know, like the goddamn Noah's Ark. The thing is, I have to tell you, you know, that I was there in Grant Park when Obama got elected. And I realize the circumstances are totally different. But it reminded me so much when I saw what was going on in Tahrir
rear square. It reminded me so much of what happened in Grant Park, even though there's no chachs in Grant Park, thankfully. But, you know, just the reaction. And I can't help but wonder if the same disappointment or a similar disappointment will follow the jubilance thoughts.
Did you just say jubilance?
I said jubilance. Alitis.
Oh, jubilance. I like that. Jubilance.
Bits and pieces. My bits and pieces.
You're in a good mood again today, Matt.
Apparently, I think her popsicles have something to do with it.
Well, I worked on a sitcom the other day.
Really? Which one?
Yeah, I did. I can't say.
Oh well, that was the most pointless conversation starter.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You're like, I saw a famous person yesterday. Who? I can't tell you.
Okay. Just answer me this. Was it a voice only, or was it more than that?
It was voice. It was, they were watching television, and I was the voice on the television. Okay. But you have to be there when you do that. You have to be on set.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So I was on set doing that.
There's a live studio audience.
This was pre-tape. Mm-hmm. They wanted me to stay for tape, but I asked them if it would be possible if I could record it as opposed to staying for the audience, and the director was okay with that. And so what we did is I did it live for their run through and for their rehearsal, and then I recorded it for them for their show, for the taping.
Why didn't you want to be there for the record, for the live thing?
Because I didn't want to stay there for 8 hours.
She's a diva.
I am a diva. And I would have had, I got there at 12:30, and I would have had to stay there until after 9, and I just really didn't want to. And, you know, the joke is that they give you dressing rooms, you know, on camera or voiceover. Whenever you're a guest on a sitcom or anything, they give you what they call dressing rooms. Mm-hmm. And they're the most disgusting, dirty, filthy, hovel little holes in the wall. And they expect you to sit in there for 8 hours. And I just...
No, much like the people who were arrested in the last couple of weeks in Egypt who've had to sit in.
Yeah, fuck them. You know, who cares?
Gives you perspective.
Well, I just thought since Madge is so full of stuff to talk about, really? The only thing that's what, darling?
Don't you have a green room you could sit in?
No, well, that would be a green room would be on a show that's like a live talk show or something like that. There's no green room on a soundstage.
Oh.
There would be a green room if it was the Conan O'Brien show, or...
You can't have coffee?
Oh, well, craft services on the soundstage is incredible.
But, I mean, can't you? Isn't there some place where they have tables and chairs and maybe like a, you know, some cookies?
When you're on the lot,
yeah,
as opposed to on location, if you're on location, they'll have tables and chairs and things set up for you because it's a location and they'll cater your food. When you're on the lot, you're usually expected to just go over to the commissary because that's what the commissary is there for. But on this particular show, for whatever reason, probably because it's an extremely popular show and an extremely famous director, they had craft services on the soundstage, which was, you know, nice. The unbelievable, delicious food and stuff. And, you know, the poor, they set up an area for the background people to sit, which is very sad. And they give people that are... considered day players, which is what I was considered, a dressing room, which is a joke. I actually took YouTube video of it, and I may put it on YouTube just to show the dressing room.
Okay, that'd be good.
Uh-huh.
Why?
Oh.
Yeah, so what's going on in your lives, ladies? I take over as host because...
So
no,
Lady Gaga has
it.
A new song.
Really? Does Lady Gaga have a new song? I didn't know that.
That
I
sounds
don't
like
follow.
The beginning of a joke.
I was so excited because I had the usual Gaga hate, and then I read Wanted Wisdom's post about it, and she didn't seem too fond of the new song either. Comments? Mm-hmm. Care to describe?
What is the, what is the new song, first of all?
Let wind a tail, because I have to eat more.
Well, the name of her song is called Born This Way, and it's something about hermaphrodites and people with birth defects.
Seriously?
No. Well, kind of, actually. It's, you know, she's calling it a gay anthem. Well, I should say, in her own words, I don't think she said it's a gay anthem. But the lyrics are so completely...
Why don't you read them to us?
Oh, okay, sure. Let me find the actual...
I'm gonna get another popsicle.
Let me find.
How many are you going to have, Matt?
As many as I can fit in my big, fat mouth.
Okay.
Okay, I have to find the link with the lyrics. It's called Born This Way, and people were able to hear it for the first time today. But the lyrics have been spiraling around the internet for a couple of weeks. And I didn't give them much truck, if you know what I mean, because I wanted to just hear the damn song. And trying to critique lyrics of a pop song is, you know, I mean, I don't know that anyone would ever come away feeling like the lyrics were worth the tune. Anyway, so here's the lyrics. It starts with, "It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M," which I think has something to do with Jesus.
Jesus Christo.
Then it says, "Just put your paws up because you were born this way, baby. My mama told me when I was young we were all born superstars. She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her boudoir, which she stole from me. And I
her
should
very
probably,
own boudoir.
I should file a copyright infringement lawsuit. There's nothing yes. wrong with loving who you are," she said, "because he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far. Listen to me when I say," and this is the chorus, "I'm beautiful in my way because God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way," blah, blah, blah. But here's the...
Well, I can't believe that. Go ahead, but I actually have an opinion. I can't believe that.
It says, that sounds rather, you know, innocuous. But then you get down to, "Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen." And
that's
here
really
was
inspiring.
My favorite bridge. "Don't be a drag, just be a queen, whether you're broke or evergreen. You're black, white, beige, Chola descent. You're Lebanese. You're..."
Is it too early for a cocktail?
Hold on. "You're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities..." "Left you outcast, bullied, or teased."
Has she covered everybody yet?
No, sure.
"Rejoice and love yourself today because, baby, you were born this way." And then she goes on to say, "No matter gay, straight, or bi, lesbian, transgendered life."
Oh, my God.
"I'm on the right track."
That is the most... Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That
so
is the most blatant fucking pandering I have ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's unreal.
And there's a part where she says something about prudence, which I think this
prudence?
Is probably the
Who's
first.
Who's prudence?
I think she should have stuck with the ooh.
No shit.
I think it's the first time that a pop song has ever contained the word prudence.
God, and every possible minority in the world.
Well, yes, beige. Those beige people.
Khakis. She means khaki pants.
And the Orient. Those Orientals.
I'm surprised you didn't say slopes.
Madge, what are you done eating yet?
No, well, I'm on break, but I think it's amazing to me. She's clearly
desperate.
Well, she's hitting her demographic hard, and I could just imagine these record label executives, you know, with their chalkboards and their statisticians saying, you know, "This is our demographic. We have to go after it." But there's also, you know, there's the bullying thing. The bullying is really hot right now. We got to nail that. And we got some chinks. And we got some of these fucking, I don't know what they are. Let's just Mujahideen.
And we need to get somebody to cover Walk Like an Egyptian now.
Right. Uh-huh. Right. And we haven't redone the other... There's a couple Madonna songs we haven't redone, so let's do it even more blatantly, and because people are too dumb to figure it out anyway.
And do you just see that? Can you just see the lyric writing? You know, this had to have been written in a like conference room,
right? Exactly.
Yes, with
24
people.
Marker board, because you can just see someone going, "Oh, get it? Let's do the 'Don't be a drag, just be a queen,' like drag queen. Get it? Get it?"
That is clearly written by consensus.
And the guy in the wheelchair said, "Don't forget disabled people. Don't put disabled people
or
in
the
there.
Lebanese."
Blanche, the guy with
Blanche
nose
Devereaux
the
was in the lyric writing meeting.
I think what happened is they got the wrong room, and the writers for Family Guy got stuck in the room with Lady Gaga's writers, and it was a mess.
It was a mishmash.
Yeah.
I know, it'd be really hot if we gave a shout out to the Asians by saying Orient.
Orient.
At least they didn't say, you know, by, what's that airline?
Which, there's a big market out
the
there, Madge.
The
could you narrow it?
There's a, I'm trying, not Thai Airways, there's some generically yeah. Oriental thing.
The Air Orient?
Air Chink.
Orient Air?
Air Chink.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyway, never mind.
Cafe
that was completely
Air.
Lost. Yes, Cafe. Yeah. Yeah. Aunt Clara.
And she even, well, Subway Kids. But I didn't understand the, like, whether you love him or capital H-I-M, like, whether you're
well,
gay or love Jesus.
I think that's, yeah, that's
but
the
it's,
distinction.
But that is
there.
So just
well,
horrible.
There's another demographic. Yeah. You know, we don't want the... We certainly don't want the Christians to feel like, you know, because this could get a boycott of Gaga if you go after the gays, you know, but you don't pander to the Christians. So you got to make sure you're including them.
Well, that's why I thought like
they're hoping for a Christian cover band to right. do it next.
This is not a gay anthem. This will be an anthem for like 12-year-old girls.
Buddy.
Because 12-year-old girls are the ones that are like, oh, I love the gays and I love black people and Orientals.
Right. And Orients.
I'm going to play with my Oriental Bratz doll.
I love Orients.
I move my hair. I mean, I move my hair to back and forth. I move my hair to back and forth. I move my hair to back.
Oh, what is
funnier the third time?
Did you notice? Okay, so I'm sitting here staring at these lyrics, and there is a line that says, I love my life. I love this record. Like, what is that, subliminal messaging? Like, if I make them say it, it'll be true. I'm
Excuse
sorry.
Me, this is in the song or this is an interview?
Yes, this is in the song. It says, a different lover is not a sin. Believe capital H-I-M, hey, hey, hey. I love my life, I love this record, and mi amore vole feia.
Unbelievable.
Which apparently
it is.
Means
it's
love.
Subliminal advertising.
I'm going to cough.
So I know that the gays, I am inciting the wrath of the gays, and I've already seen people who, you know, like I like Lady Gaga, have appreciated certain things about her previous music, but this one is just like, this is so ridiculously over the top and needs to be called out for what it is. And the gays that can't accept this are doing themselves a disservice as a community.
Good for you.
I've still been going through all these lists. I've been Googling and Wikipediaing to try and figure out what sitcom Vera was on. I can't figure it out.
Stop it. That's just true. Stop it. You know, and once again, may I say this? It isn't like this big mystery because when everybody finds out how famous I am, that's none of that shit at all. I'm not
I know.
Anywhere. I'm nobody. I'm absolutely nobody. It's just that I want to be
I know,
free.
But I still want to know.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you off
okay.
air.
Okay.
Or off the show.
Okay. Thank you.
What I Jesus. Would like to just say is that when it comes out that I'm actually Brenda Vaccaro, I want them to update my Wikipedia.
Your voice is too feminine for Brenda Vaccaro.
An affected voice, darling.
Hey, what was that? Do you know she was in that movie, You Don't Know Jack? Did you see that movie?
No.
I loved that movie.
I had no idea that was Brenda Vaccaro. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
I had no idea. And then I watched it again after that. Still couldn't tell it was her. Shouldn't talk about tampons once.
No, she didn't say anything about tampons, but she's an incredibly talented actress, but she got all, you know, fucked up with booze and drugs
and
everything.
Tampons.
Desperation for money, because that was the first time, almost the first time that a celebrity endorsed something, period, pun intended. However, it was the very first time that a celebrity ever endorsed anything, any feminine product whatsoever, or, you know, anything remotely resembling feminine products. You know,
speaking of feminine products,
uh-oh.
I was just in the elevator coming up here just now before this program. And do you know what? This woman came on drinking a double espresso. She was wired. You could tell she was tweaking out in the elevator. She turns
tweaking
to
from caffeine.
Yeah, you know, she turns to me and she says, "You look like Ben Stiller." And I said to her, "You know, I would take that as a compliment, if I wasn't a lesbian." Jesus Christ!
You know, there is a very strong genetic component in the Jewish peoples because the similarities between a lot of you are extraordinarily strong. There are, and I'm not. Is everybody still there?
You know, I think isn't that just called you people all look alike?
It's called racism.
Like, no, I can't tell you apart. I can't tell you apart. Yeah. It's a good one. Y'all look alike. I can't tell you apart. Because they don't look alike. They have similarities.
No, it's not. It's not racism. Jorge, will you get me another coffee?
No, it's called. What do they call that? Ethno? No, not ethno. Eugenics. Yes.
Is it?
I really don't understand.
You have to cut her off at the pass. Otherwise,
oh,
she'll
you,
go
Wanda.
On for 10 minutes.
Thank you, Wanda.
I don't understand. That's your Andy Rooney minute.
I have another one, and I can't remember what it is. Old people and those machines for checking out. Why do they take so fucking long to swipe their card and press a fucking 4-digit code? What is the fucking problem?
Old people checking out what?
You know, at like the Target, when they have the little machines you got to swipe and takes them a fucking hour because they don't know what they're doing.
Well, they're old and technology frightens them.
It's goddamn keypad.
Honey, you have to have patience because you're going to be there.
Yeah,
you're
I'm
gonna
there,
be
honey.
There.
I'm in my 60s. I'm there. But I don't
know
that yet.
You're not there yet, baby.
Yes, I am.
Because when you get to your 70s and your 80s and the technology is zooming like it is and you're not keeping it up with it because you're not buying your little eye poopies and you don't know what's going on, you're going to be standing there confused and
old. I will have the good sense to kill myself before that.
I already feel that way when I'm sitting there trying to send a goddamn text message and there's somebody who's, 20-something next to me and they're like...
I know. Trust me, when I started recording with people, when the computer took over...
Now who's Aunt Clara?
I am Aunt Clara. When the computer took over from the reel-to-reel tapes, digital tapes, and the computer took over, I would watch these engineers that were in their, 25, 30 years old, that had grown up with a computer in front of them, and sit stunned because I'm old. I don't know how this shit works. I am so lucky to find the on button. And it's just amazing. And I'm telling you, the way technology goes, we are all going to be left behind because there's no way we can keep up with
it. Is that some subtle opportunity for you to drop in a fundamentalist Christian message?
No, I thought she was going to drop in an endorsement for Geritol.
I think that if we truly if we brought Jesus into our hearts, all of us, if we just opened our hearts to Jesus and brought him into our hearts, the world would be such a beautiful place. And if we knew that he was our father and followed his ways and his laws
yourself,
and rules.
I like to call him Daddy.
Daddy. Daddy Jesus. Whip me, Daddy Jesus. Whip me. Put a hole through my palm, Daddy.
Pussy. Pussy.
So, Wanda, why did you send that lovely picture?
Oh, just because.
It completely screwed up my computer. I had to download it. I had to open it. And I'm thinking it's important. It's a topic. No.
Press F.
It's just a scary picture. Just a scary racist picture.
Yeah.
Did you get it, Madge? Did you get the picture?
No, I'm getting another popsicle. I was busy moving my entire...
Jesus Christ.
I'm moving my entire setup just so I could get a popsicle. You hear that? Figures a crescent-shaped ice cube fell out while I was getting it.
Are they sugar-free Jolly Rancher popsicles, or are they full sugar?
Hey, fuck you. I was going to get the sugar-free ones, but at the last minute, I decided to live a little.
Well, make sure that you brush your teeth after you're done with them, because you don't want that much sugar washing around your mouth.
All right, honey. Thanks.
Certainly.
Stupid bitch.
Like she's got her real teeth. Like listening to an episode of Wild Kingdom.
Oh, yes.
And here the bloated lesbian is unfurling her food.
Her bloat. She's captured a wild Jolly Rancher popsicle. The poor popsicle won't be home to feed its own family because the bloated lesbian is now deep-throating it.
And there comes the wildebeest. Also known as Auntie Vera.
You hole. Come on, you're the host, for Christ fucking sake. Would you please host?
Huh? Yeah, girl. All right. The next topic is belly fat. How do you make it go away?
Oh, you're just looking at your screen. That's all you're doing.
No, I'm not. Yeah, I
clearly, you're on Facebook.
I'm not. I swear. Where's this thing you sent me? Just find it.
I've got The Price is Right on in the background just so that I can look at something when you're talking politics. Jesus Christ, kids.
I'm looking
well,
at
it's been about 30 minutes.
Wanda, what happened this week? You're the news person.
excuse me.
Yeah, what's the... Why don't you call Bradley and find out what the big gay news is?
We covered Egypt in about 5 seconds. That's
I was going to say, what else is going on in the world?
The what's-her-face is talking.
Oh, yeah.
Got shot in the head.
What's she saying?
She asked for toast.
Like Chloe Sevigny? Did you guys see did you guys see the Chloe Sevigny videos?
No.
I've seen them, yes.
Aren't they hysterical?
He is very, very funny. Very funny.
It has come to my attention that I like toast. You have to see them, Wanda, if you haven't.
You know what Wanda turned me on to, and I am so fucking in love with? I'm afraid to say it.
Your own voice?
No, she's going to get just inundated.
What?
Which is a good thing, I guess. It's good for gay, but it's not good for those of us who want to be in intimate circle with
gay. Just get on with it.
Gay Carrington?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Whoever that is so friggin' talented, I can't believe it.
What is
There's
it called?
A new one that I haven't watched yet. Gay Carrington.
Is that the lesbian cartoon?
No, she's not a cartoon. She's a head.
She's not. She's a real person. Is it a man or a woman doing that voice, Wanda? Do you have any idea?
I have no clue, but I assumed it was a man.
Me too.
Only a man can be that humorous. No.
Oh, my. Well, whoa. Only a white man, Wanda. Only a white man.
Of course, of course. Well, yes. Sure.
Oh, I can't believe how talented. I mean, just the skill of putting the. Did you see the Bates Motel one?
No.
Oh, God, Wanda, go back
wait,
and look
I
at.
Maybe I have. I feel like I've seen the house up in the corner or something.
Yeah. Oh, man, just the talent is, let alone the character. The character, in and of itself, just speaking to me, is hysterically wonderful.
It's a puppet, or what is it?
Well, it looks like is one of those heads that they would train you to do hair on. That's kind of what it looks like to me. And it's been modified a bit so that the mouth can move. And then he or she animates the eyes blinking. There's one hand that comes up into the frame occasionally, but oh my God, I just love it. I'm absolutely madly, passionately in love with Gay Carrington. There, I've said it.
Mm-hmm. So, for those of you who have no clue what we're talking about, just YouTube it. Just YouTube Gay Carrington.
Yes, and you won't be disappointed that the skill of making that inanimate thing. There's one very short, and this is the last thing I'll say because I know it's getting boring. There's one video where it's simply a Gay Carrington acting lesson.
Yeah.
And it's the puppet, not the gay. It's gay because gay's not a puppet. She just, she had a lot of surgery, so she looks like a puppet.
Yes.
Where there's no dialogue. She's just weeping very slowly and putting her hand up to her face, and it's unbelievably brilliant. It's hysterical. I love her. I love Gay Carrington. I'm done with Gay Carrington.
You know what bothers me about YouTube? This is it.
What, darling?
If I watch CNN or Al Jazeera or anything, and they show a YouTube clip that somebody took risking their life to take a video, let's say, of somebody beating a police officer or whatever, it doesn't say the name of the person. It just says, courtesy YouTube. So YouTube takes all the credit for stuff that is posted onto their site. I don't think that's right at all.
Either that or I've noticed that sometimes they'll say the username or the YouTube name, which...
Well, that would be okay, but I haven't seen that.
Now, I know that both of you have gone to my YouTube channel, haven't you, and seen all my videos?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's AntiVeraCharles50, 50, AntiVeraCharles50, if anyone's interested.
God, there's 49 more of you? Ugh.
No, I was I couldn't be Anti Vera Charles because there was another one, and at the time, nearly 5 years ago, I was 50 years old, and so I put Auntie Vera Charles 50. 5-0.
Like Hawaii 5-0, but with Auntie Vera.
This May I'm going to be 55 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that fucking scary?
That's old.
I'm like 20 years older than you, aren't I, Wanda?
No, you're 15.
Oh.
Wait, did you say 55?
Yeah.
Yes, you are.
I'm 19 years older than you, and I'm 11. Oh, no, I'm not.
Fuck
11
you.
Years. I'm not 11 years older than Madge. She's older than I am. Mm-hmm.
God, this pop.
So, Madge, you made us watch this stupid commercial.
That's right.
I prided myself on not seeing a goddamn Super Bowl commercial, and you had to make me break my clean.
Well, the only reason I watched this because it was, you know, it. I read that it was offensive, so I had to, of course, watch it. Especially since we talked about that kind of thing last week. Was it last week or the week before? Well, whenever. So you saw the commercial, which is basically.
Oh, looks, God.
It's like a political ad for Tibet, and then they talk about the majesty. Not political, but, you know, like a travel ad.
It's Tim Hutton, mm-hmm. Timothy Hutton, who desperately needs work.
On his face?
No.
Actually, on his hair, to
pay the rent.
Right, so it starts off like a travel ad, like, Tibet is wonderful, and everything's good about it, and it's lovely and majestic. And
no, no, no. It starts out with the struggles of Tibet.
Okay,
the struggles.
Just tell it, because I have a bad memory. I'm old.
Okay, well, it starts with a very serious human rights ad for Tibet and the trouble in Tibet. And it's showing beautiful views of Tibet and the troubled Tibet. And it's Timothy Hutton doing the voiceover, and it cuts to him sitting what looks like at a desk, but they pull out a little bit and you find it's a restaurant, and he says something like, but they also make great food. And he mentions this
great
dish
curry.
That he's eating. Great curry. And then it goes on to, but you don't want to pay that much for it. It's a Groupon commercial saying you can go to this restaurant and get great Tibetan food for cheap.
From what I understand, it's a real restaurant, Himalayan something or other.
Uh-huh.
Chicago?
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Oh, so sorry, Leigh.
I'm surprised that Richard Gere hasn't chimed in somehow.
They should have done a commercial for, or they should have done a Groupon for Sambo's.
Oh my God!
So listen. So what did you think about it, Vera? Did you think it was offensive, and why?
No, it's not. Well, first of all, I don't think it's offensive, but it's in incredibly bad taste to utilize a struggle in a nation of, you know, I mean, this is. What's going on in Tibet is horrific, and to utilize it to sell curry or to talk about your coupon is horrific.
It's a Groupon, not a coupon.
It's horrific to me.
What do you think, Winter D?
Yeah, I mean, it's dumb, but I don't like Vera said, I don't think it's offensive. I think it's just a dumb, like, they're trying to be funny, and it just doesn't work. Like, they're trying to be like, oh, serious. But they make really good Chinese food.
Well, it'd be like, you know, a Nike commercial saying, I love my Nike shoes, and this guy in the wheelchair without legs can't wear them. You know,
that's brilliant.
I know. I was an ad writer for years.
That was like in my a spin class that I took this week. The instructor was like, just imagine what your life would be without legs.
Jesus.
And then she looked over at me and was like, maybe not. Like, she shouldn't have said it. And I was like, yep, I probably wouldn't have said that.
Well, the first problem is you're in a spin class to begin with.
Hey.
With legs.
Hey. Hey.
See, that would have been a funny commercial if then they panned to somebody who doesn't have legs and was using those, attachment things.
See, we could collaborate.
I don't know what it'd be a commercial for. Maybe a gym. Yeah,
Should start our own, like, offensive advertising agency.
I actually thought the ad was funny. I mean, I wouldn't say it was absolutely the funniest. Yeah, I thought it was funny. Just because, I don't know, because it reminded me a lot of time, usually to see ads like that, I have to watch ads in a different language from another country. I thought it was refreshing that somebody would at least take a chance instead of being all politically correct with their advertising. I mean, it was over the top.
Well, you don't have to be politically correct, but you don't show a mother dead in the street and her baby crying over him to sell insurance. you know, car insurance or life insurance. You just, there.
No, but I don't think they were doing that. I think they were making a clever point that normally people in that audience wouldn't expect, which is that, you know, here we are, we're going to, you know, we're going to talk about the, you know, how sad it is and blah, blah, blah. And then we're going to capitalize it right away. And I think they were kind of exaggerating that to make the
ad people don't think that deeply.
I was going to say, I don't know that they, but
no,
I think Madge is a little too intellectually savvy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they sit in a room like a
bunch
of apes,
like you
said.
But if they were stupid like normal ad people, then they wouldn't take a chance like that. Why would they?
Maybe they didn't realize what chance they were taking.
Or maybe it actually worked, and maybe it got so much people talking that maybe it is more publicity.
Well, what about the other stink?
Stink hair.
Well, yeah, I think most ad people would argue, let's try, what if we did something racist or politically incorrect to gain... you know, nobody would sign off on
Yeah, and
that.
They do use those sometimes. No, they did like one with the Snickers. With the gays and the Snickers.
The old lady Snickers?
No.
I'm old lady Snickers.
No, there was a Snickers ad where it was something about gays. Or I don't fucking remember.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, the other one that caused a stink was the Doritos ad where the guy sucks the other guy's finger.
No, I didn't see that. Was that in this year, too?
Yeah, I don't. Of course, I did not watch the Super Bowl. I, however, have seen several of the commercials on there. One, which I adore, which everybody adores, but I want to talk about that one on my show, so I'm not going to talk about it here.
Ooh.
But this one has it's an office, and it's the lunchroom of an office, and there's an African American fellow eating Doritos out of a bag, and a Caucasian gentleman sitting next to him, kind of nerdy. And the guy, the black guy's finishing his Doritos, upending the bag into his mouth. And the white guy says, are you done with those? And the guy said, yeah. And he said, no, you didn't get all of the incredible flavor or something like that. And he takes the black guy's finger into his mouth and sucks the flavor off of it and goes, And the black guy just looks at him like there's something desperate.
And did he say, chocolatey Doritos?
I think he may have. His mouth only moves because they cut the sound there. But it caused a huge, huge stink. I think possibly because of the homosexual overtone, as opposed to just someone sucking another person's finger.
Or the insinuation that black men have large penises.
That's possible.
That's
There's
insane.
Always that. you can't tell because they all look alike, however.
Well, working in the black pornography business,
well, the problem
I can
is you can't
is
see
true.
Them. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm done.
No, but you did tweet or something that you worked with your first 11 and a half inch penis?
Oh, my God. It was disgusting. And
please tell us
the
about
guy
it,
was deaf. He was deaf as a
Well,
post.
It's because all the blood goes to his penis. There's nothing for his ears.
And I had to make him turn off his hearing aid during the shoot because it kept whistling. God.
Yeah, they whistle.
And I said, can you turn down your hearing? What?
Oh, my God.
It was so You know, normally people will say their penis is this, but it's really that.
Right.
Oh, no. It was disgusting. I mean, he comes in this little wafy thing. He's skinny. And then it's just this monstrosity.
Was it purple?
No, it wasn't just the length. It was the thickness and watching it go into this small anus was just plain weird. It was almost like a 2-liter bottle. No, I'd say it was really like a 1-liter bottle.
So like, and
or like a wine bottle. Almost.
How did the catcher do with that?
Fine.
Is he? Uh-oh. Is the catcher in your studio?
That's the audio, Wanda.
What?
Man just got the audio from the shoot.
The catcher did fine.
Well, can we see it? Did you take any pictures? Can you send them to us?
No, I don't
did,
have
it get,
any.
Did it get completely hoard?
Totally, which was even more creepy because a lot of times the big dicks don't get hard.
Yeah,
this one was absolutely rock solid. Enormous.
Was he Cialis up?
No. Uh-uh.
Somebody told me with the Cialis and the Viagra that you can't, there's some reason you can't take it when you're doing porn because some something happens or something.
Well, they get real red. They get that flush.
Oh, that's what I was going to say is they get, yeah it's something like they get flush. Or
shoulders, neck, and head are bright red. If you see, you know, any porn with someone who's got a bright red head or a bright red neck or bright red shoulders, it's they've got a pill in them. Either that or they were in the sun in a lake and they were just they had their shoulders and head above water.
I can tell you with the blacks that I work with, I have never noticed that.
Well, it would be harder to see a flush on a dark-complected person.
I'll tell you, though, Viagra helps a shitload. And if they, when they don't take, there are some models that I can't work with unless they take it.
Did you do air quotes?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah,
when air you said quote, model. Models.
Yeah, because like I.
Now, you said, no. Are you directing as well as shooting?
Honey, it's the same goddamn thing.
Okay, so there isn't a director directing these guys, and you're just walking around with a camera.
No, there's no crew. There's me. I'm the light person, the sound person, the video person.
So it's just you and the people having sex?
Uh-huh. And I got to do stills, too.
Holy Christ. Mm-hmm. What a weird industry. Just weird. I mean, not truly, I'm not judging. I swear to God, I'm not. It's so bizarre to me that it would be like...
I know, and you complain about your little two-foot, you know... dressing room. I have a fucking one bedroom hotel room with duty everywhere. Smells like shit.
Well, you get paid so well.
Do hotel rooms frown upon?
Yeah,
porn
we never
shoots?
Let them know. We're stealth. We never let them know.
Like presumably, there's a lot of like oohing and aahing and moaning, and they don't.
Yeah, but it's a hotel. I mean, that part is no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah, people fucking hotels. That's what they're for.
They do?
Yes.
No, I just thought maybe if it's like fisting going on, they might go, is everything okay
Hold
in
on.
There?
This goddamn thing is
I feel bad for
me.
The... Go ahead. What do you say, goddamn what?
No, it's just this fucking... My earphone thing keeps getting unplugged, and then the audio comes out of the goddamn thing, and then it's fucked. You'll hate me when you edit this. What? Oh, there it goes again.
I... just hate that when that happens.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you something.
Okay.
Oh, no, I was going to make a comment. The ones I feel sorry for, the poor maids that have to come in after you leave and
I
clean up
that. I feel sorry for them, too.
Disastrous. But, you know, you got to think, maids must be used to an awful lot of, finding an awful lot of.
So you don't bring your own sheets?
No. Did I tell you about the new fee I'm charging, the shitting fee?
What?
Yes.
Did it fly?
Normal, still photographers charge sitting fees, you know, because the people may not end up liking your photos, so they charge a sitting fee so you'll make money. In my case, when they're one of the quote air quote models duties, I charge a $50 shitting fee.
Good for you.
Which is $50 that gets removed from their pay and goes directly into my pocket.
Now, are these people not douching well enough? Why are they shitting?
Sometimes they douche not well enough. Sometimes they douche too much.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes
so they
the dick
are
is just
aware
too big.
They're aware that you're going to take their money away?
Yes. Well, I actually haven't exercised this yet, but it is a threat. Duty. It's disgusting. This one guy shat all over the goddamn ottoman. Duty. I got that on video, though. That I have. It's going to be premiering on my live stream tonight, by the way.
So
live stream.
When the guy pulls out, he just...
Duty.
Oh, God.
Duty. So disgusting. So fucking...
So there's an ottoman somewhere in Miami that has a duty stain on it?
God, you have the greatest way with words, Wanda.
Duty stain plus duty stench.
Oh, Dame Judy duty stench.
Dame duty stench.
It is fucking gnarly. Fucking gnarly. Ugh. But the one with the 11 and a half inch, there was no duty in that. Yeah, the weird thing is, you know when the duty accidents happen? It's when it usually involves a faulty penis. Because what happens is the dangerous penises are not the small ones and they're not the big ones when they're erect. The dangerous penises are the semi-soft Hollywood loaves. I'm sure Vera understands the meaning of that word.
What is a Hollywood loaf?
It's a casting couch hard-on where it's not really hard. It's as hard as it'll get, so you got to go with it. It's like a semi-hard.
Wow.
Like you're trying to cast in this role by some filthy, dirty hairy Jewish guy, and you have to, you know, he has to give you, you have to let him give you a blowjob to get this part. So you got a Hollywood loaf. That's how it's used in a sentence.
You know, for a lesbian, you sure know a lot about dick.
Listen, anthropology.
How many times do we have to go through this? But anyway,
clearly too many.
The problem with these Hollywood loaves is when they're wrapped in the condom, they, like this particular guy that caused the both duty incidents this week, he wraps it in a condom, and it's a Hollywood loaf, so in order to keep it hard, he has to put a cock ring on and like a rubber band. So you have this artificially engorged, disgusting, large penis Hollywood loaf. It's like a Wonder Bread that's all squooshed. And then they stick it in, and it's like it becomes like a plunger, where it's just this plasticky thing going, and eventually it goes, and it just it's like a colonic. It gets everything out, all your meals from the past 20 years, every bit of hard meat. It's all out. It's all out.
Oh my God!
The Hollywood loaf.
You should really, you know, why don't you just
write a book?
Why don't you film like a documentary about this whole process?
Oh no, I am. Do you know that Nicki Minaj song? He just shitted on me. He shitted on me. Well, I'm doing a video of it. I'm collecting duty squirts for it. Actually, I do have a collection.
You should. I'm with Wanda. You should do a serious documentary.
Yeah, no, I meant something that I would actually be willing to watch.
About what? Duty?
Because I just the whole
about what
behind
you do.
The scene, like what it's really like.
Yeah, I would love to, and I've actually talked about it. The problem is, it's a luxury I don't have to be able to do a project like that. Yeah. I mean, I'm just barely making it on the money I get for these scenes, and I have to do it fast, and there's just, yeah.
Well, at some point, maybe in the future, because you've got all this leftover footage, presumably.
Hey, if somebody wants to follow me around and film it for no money, I'm all for it. And edit it. Yeah. Uh-huh. So, are we done yet? Jesus Christ.
We can be. It's sure. More than, yeah.
Let's be done. Well, okay. Hi there.
You are the hostess. Man. You don't have to ask questions.
Yeah, but I didn't realize we were already this into it. Good. Well, white ladies, it's me, Madge Weinstein, your bloated lesbian. And we're done. So, say goodnight, Wanda.
Goodnight!
And Auntie Vera Mubarak Charles.
Hosni!
Hosni, you make me so happy. You and the egg make me. And.
Egg!
And this is Madge Weinstein of YeastRadio.com saying, I mean my hair lip making for them,
Bye. Bye.
Toodles.
And there comes the wildebeest, also known as Auntie Vera.